This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1094, How to Avoid the Spam Folder in 10 Easy Steps by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, and welcome to Optimal Startup Daily, where I read to you every single day to help you optimize your work and business life. And today we're going to hear from Neil Patel, who is going to give you some tips on how to keep your marketing emails out of people's spam boxes and make sure your messages are reaching who you're trying to reach. So with that, let's get right to it and optimize your life. How to Avoid the Spam Filter in 10 Easy Steps by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. The war against spam is on. Internet service providers, or ISPs, are waging an endless war against the spammers who invade our mailboxes. This war has heavy casualties in the form of false positives, legitimate commercial emails mistakenly routed by spam filters to bulk folders. If your marketing results suffer because you struggle to reach inbox space consistently, keep listening and learn 10 foolproof steps for avoiding the spam folder. Number 1. Avoid purchased lists. Have you ever been tempted to grow your list by a million potential customers in no time? Have you been to forums where thousands of so-called targeted leads are sold for a few bucks? Purchased lists are ticking time bombs, waiting to devastate your reputation as a sender. Riddled with dead emails and spam traps, they quickly inform mailbox providers that you break the rules by sending unsolicited emails. At best, your messages may end up in junk folders. At worst, you may be branded as a spammer. If you still buy email lists, stop now. 2. Watch what you say. Spam filters analyze your content. There are no magic keywords to enhance deliverability, but limiting the use of risky words, such as free, buy, promo, etc., reduces the likelihood of your emails landing in the spam folder. Moreover, link only to legitimate sites with reputable domains. Don't go crazy with email size. 30 kilobytes is just fine. Balance the image-to-text ratio. And host your images at credible services only. 3. Team up with a reliable ESP. Email service providers, ESPs, are evaluated as senders based on the reputation of the Internet Protocol, IP, addresses and domains of their clients. Careless ESPs with low scores on the IP addresses of their senders are destined for spam folder delivery. Eventually, they'll be blocked by the providers like Gmail, Yahoo Mail, and Hotmail. ESPs that send only solicited emails and ban spammers from their platforms have greater credibility with mailbox providers. Their customers are more likely to experience undisturbed inbox delivery if they follow the steps outlined in this post. 4. Get certified. If you are on a dedicated IP space, you should definitely look at the certification provided by a company called ReturnPath. Once they audit your mailing practices, you can get a sender score certified status, which will guarantee that you inbox at most of the major ISPs out there. The service is not free, but it definitely deserves a closer look. The money spent on the fees should be easily returned by the increased conversions. 5. Avoid dirty tricks. What may have been effective in 1997 no longer works today. Remember, being caught red-handed in any of these practices may cause permanent damage to your deliverability ratios. Hash busting. Inserting random characters in the subject line or content to fool spam filters. Deceptive subject lines. starting the subject line with re:, or FWD:, to suggest an ongoing communication with the sender. Misleading claims. Subject line stating that the recipient has won a prize, while the copy lists conditions that have to be met in order to claim it. Image text. Concealing a text message in an image to fool spam filters. 6. Whitelist me, please. Your email marketing service, or EMS, asks mailbox providers, such as Gmail and Yahoo Mail, to whitelist your domain or internet protocol, IP, address. That is why it's important to send marketing emails through a reputable EMS, rather than sending emails from your own email server or email account. When confirming your new subscribers, for instance via a welcome email, ask them to add your from address to their address books. It's a foolproof way to release all future emails from the constraints of the spam filters. This is so easy, yet practiced so rarely. 7. It matters where you're from. Mailbox providers evaluate more than just the sender's IP, domain, and content. Yahoo Mail, in particular, pays close attention to your from field addresses. Our internal analysts have even noticed variations in deliverability results from using the address support@yourdomain.com versus newsletter@yourdomain.com. Avoid frequent changes of from field names. Avoid obscure from field names, such as 1338sdsd8@domain.com or noreply@domain.com. And use clear, trustworthy from field names, such as contact@, newsletter@, support@, and feedback@. Stick to a limited number of verified, recognizable from field names. Build a good reputation for those addresses by sending only engaging, solicited emails, and you'll notice the difference. 8. No risk, no problem. Your email campaigns may contain risky elements that are detrimental to the deliverability of your messages. Here's a brief checklist to go through before you hit the send button. Be careful with words associated with the language of sales. If overused, they may trigger spam filters and route your emails to junk folders. Risky words include prize, free, bonus, buy, purchase, order, etc. Common sense will tell you that one exclamation mark per sentence is enough. Never shout at your subscribers. Exclamation marks are especially risky in email subject lines. Never overdo the use of all caps. When emphasis is needed, use a maximum of one word per sentence in all capitals, never a whole sentence. 9. Monitor your deliverability. Want an easy way to monitor deliverability that costs you nothing? Add a seeded list of email addresses using ISPs that your customers use most often, such as Gmail, Yahoo Mail, AOL, and Hotmail. Set up approximately 5 mailboxes at each provider, then include the seed email addresses in your mailing list. After each newsletter is deployed, log into each seed account and verify whether the email was delivered successfully by that provider. Pronto! If you notice a deliverability problem, check your adherence to the other 9 points mentioned in this post. If you still experience problems, consult with your email marketing service about how to resolve the problem. And 10. Stay in touch. Sending emails once every 2 to 3 months can be more detrimental than sending multiple emails daily. Why? Your customers might forget all about you. If subscribers fail to recognize the from field, they may delete your message, hurting your open ratio. Even worse, they may forget signing up for your list and generate negative feedback by marking messages as spam. There are lots of good reasons for maintaining a steady flow of communication rather than relying on infrequent, massive blasts. FAQs about avoiding the spam folder. What's the purpose of the spam folder? Spam folders catch mass unsolicited emails sent to your address so they don't clutter your inbox. Sometimes spam folders catch email that should actually have gone to your inbox. How do you move emails from your spam folder to your inbox? The process will vary by service provider, but generally you will right-click the email and send it to your inbox. It could also be a similarly intuitive process. How do I make sure my emails don't go to my spam folder? You can usually control this in your email settings. What triggers emails to go to a spam folder? The main thing that makes emails go to your spam folder is the use of certain words that trigger the email to go to spam. How to Avoid the Spam Folder. Conclusion. There are two golden rules in the world of email deliverability. No ESP can solve your deliverability issues if you decide to purchase email lists. And even the most beautiful email template can't generate conversations if it lands in the spam folder. Try out these tips while reviewing your email program. Each of these steps can significantly increase your inbox placement rate and lead to more email conversions. You just listened to the post titled, How to Avoid the Spam Folder in 10 Easy Steps, by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you to Neil. Neil is a New York Times, Los Angeles Times, USA Today, and IndieBound best-selling author. That's for the book Hustle, The Power to Charge Your Life with Money, Meaning, and Momentum. And you can find the book on Amazon. The hardcover is less than $10 at the time of this recording. And Neil is also a podcaster, offering valuable advice on the show Marketing School. So you can check that out too. It's a short daily show, a lot like this one, covering marketing each and every day. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Work Daily. Hope you enjoyed this Friday post, that you're having a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Saturday show, where your optimal life awaits.